Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association.
Heard.
The implication.
Deserve.
Evaluation.
We're the word
association.
We're the word
association.
We heard.
The implication.
Deserve.
Evaluation.
We're the word
association.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Word Association with myself, Rob White.
I'm Adel Rafai.
And I am Brett Lyons.
Here to bring you another joyous episode full of, let's call it, three words. And we will see those words will take us. But before we do, I have a question. I think this is probably maybe mundane, but I never had thought about this. But now I wonder if people do have certain preferences about it. I was getting something out of my wife's backpack, and I went to reach to the bottom, like to the side for the zipper to unzip it. And I realized she zips both zippers up to the top, like in the middle, whereas I am always both zippers all the way down on one side.
Correct.
Do you guys consciously have a preference to do that? Are you like a middle zipper or an all the way down zipper? An all the way down.
I have two words for you, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. Get out of the house. Yeah. Your wife is an alien. Your wife is an alien pretending to be human.
All the way. You want the zipper to be all the way down on the side. So
all the way down.
If the zipper's in the middle, so easy someone could sneak up behind you and like steal from you and you might not even know it.
It could snag on something. Options.
Oh.
The only people who zip it up like that in the middle, like pull both tabs to the top in the middle, are people in like JCPenney commercials. Like that's who does that because they're like,
I feel like it's like a military
thing.
I feel like it seems like a military thing of like quick access.
Yeah,
I guess
you do. There is maybe, that's just the difference of just one zipper all the way around versus...
Like two zippers at the top, I feel like over the course of a day, maybe the zipper could slide and then your bag's open. But if it's all the way down here, a zipper's not going to go up on its own.
And here's what I'll say. We are absolutely going to get some people emailing us being like, it saves time because it's half the zip. Yep. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. The time it takes you to find both
a
handles?
A zip in time does not save nine. I can tell
you
that right
now. I have that stitched above my fireplace.
Yeah. Or the squirrel nut zippers did not meet in the middle. They were a left or right only band.
Surely a leftist band.
Well, sure.
From their lyrics in the afterlife, I think, or one of those.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds like I'm glad to hear that. I didn't know. I just had never thought about it. I didn't know if it was like a 50-50 thing. It sounds like for us, we're 100% zipper down.
100%.
But if we've got some middle zippers up there, you know, let us know the pros. What are we missing? We definitely listed the cons.
When I wear jeans, I like two zippers on my jeans and I zip one up and one down.
And let me just say, I apologize. I know I just called middle zippers sociopathic aliens. Listen, I'm open to change. You're not going to change my mind, but I'm open to it.
Yeah, right.
What are the pros?
Yeah.
Well,
what's next?
I think,
I'll tell you what's next. Buttons. We've had buttons. We've had zippers. But probably what's next, Rob, is...
I think we should unzip the episode and bring out the first word, Adel.
Bring them out.
And Rob, please tell your wife, Janice Sport that we said hello. This is an email. You can, of course, email us at any time at twapod@gmail.com. If you want to send us a word or the pros of middle zipping, anything at all, email us again, twapod. This is from our good friend of the show, Lex Friedman. Lex had some words for us, but before that, he has some words for us, which is, Lex says, hi, effervescent, which is a previously used word in an episode. Effervescent immediately makes me think about Alka-Seltzer, which I've never used, and dissolving tablets like 8 Greens and Airborne, Adel speaking here, made by a teacher. And that makes me remember a buddy of mine who was taking Airborne, Adel speaking here, made by a teacher, to avoid getting a cold on a plane many years ago, but didn't understand how it worked. So he put the tablet in his mouth.
Oh, no,
that's not the way to do it, sweetheart. At which point, he made a face somewhere between surprise pop rocks and mildly rabid. That's a very bad choice. It should go directly into water, not into your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Lex sent several words here, but the one that I'm going to use that I truly, no hyperbole, this is literally one of my favorite words in the human English language. Alien language.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Gazebo.
Oh, wow.
I think gazebo is one of the best words to say. Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm doing an improv scene and I play a Southern person, mm-hmm. I will typically say gazebo mm-hmm. as a Southerner. I think it's a wonderful word. What does it make you two think of?
I mean, just, one, it's a very fun word to say. Mm-hmm. Two, also, whenever I'm at a park that has a gazebo, whenever I was a little kid, it was like you were just drawn to it. And you just wanted to, or I did at least, I just wanted to, and you would go in and stand in, and you're like, well, when you saw it, you're like, I've got to go stand in that gazebo.
Yes.
That's true. It's very fun. I always picture like a ragtag musician crew always playing in a gazebo.
Oh,
a gazebo
white coats,
in a park.
Hat.
Yeah, yeah, you don't mean exactly, ragtag, like a bunch of rapscallions, right? You mean like a ragtime band.
Sometimes they're not very well put together. It's kind of just like, I mean, usually when I go downtown here in the city park where the splash pad is at, where we take our daughter, there is a gazebo. And usually, yeah, there's usually 3 or 4 musicians. I don't know if maybe the acoustics are good in there because the sound isn't escaping,
right?
You know, because there's a ceiling. But now this begs a question because a gazebo usually is always outdoors. Sometimes there's a screened in gazebo or something like that.
Sure.
What are your votes on al fresco dining?
Anti.
Hate. I hate it. I had to do it over the weekend, and there were like 3 bees that were just attacking us and our children, and it was just like, why did we do this?
Unless it's at night. It's got to be at night. When the sun's out, it's hot. I mean, there are bugs. Correct. But if it's at night and there's like a nice cool breeze, that is the only time where it's okay for me.
Yeah. I don't think honestly there's any time besides a baseball game or like a sporting event that's outside. If I always have an option to eat, I'm always eating inside 100%.
I'll say I'm pro fresca, but I'm anti al fresco. I like, and okay. I like al dente. I like a toothsome bite.
That's true.
I do think gazebo answers the question, what if a porch was a whole building?
Yeah. I mean,
It's true.
They're like, let's just take the best parts of a porch and add more porch and then put a roof over it. And I think
what if a
gazebo
porch
is.
Had a roof?
Yeah. It is also weird. It is odd when there's a large park and there is just a gazebo in the center of the park.
Well, isn't that where the mayor talks?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to have a spot for the mayor.
That's where he hands his keys out to people who do good things.
I mean, maybe at one point I would like to know why the gazebo was always like the town square thing.
Yeah. I also think everything we said, I think, is 100% what in my mind's eye I picture. But in addition, I also think of like, and I'm not sure of the exact wording, but like the like debutante balls. Like I always think of like a gazebo where it's like you bring somebody brings their daughter when she comes of age to like introduce her to polite society, and she's wearing a gown, and it's like that whole thing. Like
I also picture like that's where the bad kids hang out too.
Okay,
like it's like while there is amazing stuff about the gazebo bands and stuff, but like the goth kids, like when they're like. You know, like they just hang out in the gazebo.
Oh, at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The gazebo in the daytime, you know, early evening is bustling.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The late night gazebo. Oh, no.
Danger.
There's stuff going on there you don't want to be involved in.
My mom always says nothing good happens in a gazebo after 12 p.m.
I think there's something to do with the Z words. I think Zamboni is also really fun.
Ooh,
I think it
good
has
word,
to do with like the letter Z. But yeah, gazebo is very just like meet me at the gazebo. That sounds like a 1940s
movie. That is a word. I know usually our rule is, because people have said it, listeners, but unfortunately we're not going to change the rules. We don't really come with a definition or origin of the word, because we want to be inspired what we feel about the word. We don't need the proper.
And we want to be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's way more fun to be right. But I would I would love to know where that came. Where did gazebo?
Which the language of origin?
Yeah, like what? Mm-hmm. Like why did it? Like why did just like a porch get that cool ass name?
My first instinct is Greek, because gazebo also sounds like a god or something, like Athena, Zeus, gazebo.
It also sounds like the name of a circus clown.
Yeah, he was the god of candy, where he would hand out candy to the people.
Hey kids, it's me, Gazebo. Yeah, it really does. Give you a 10-second start. It also sounds like a Star Wars character.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. You would go to the Gazebo Galaxy. I feel like it was just a bunch of porches you had to avoid.
Gazebo.
There was a guy, a weatherman in Pittsburgh who lived in my area.
Was his name Guy Zebo?
No, but he had a gazebo, and He had a nice house, and for trick-or-treating, we always made a point to go to Joe DiNardo's house, because he handed out dollar bills. And, like,
that's expensive.
I'm sorry, Rob. He handed out out of his wallet?
It was his wife. It was never him, because I was there to see a celebrity, I'll be honest. But it was normally his wife, but they gave out, was it 50 cents or a dollar? Either way, it was money.
Either way, four trick-or-treaters would have afforded him one full bag of candy.
That's up to $4.
When it went to nine trick-or-treaters.
God, I hope I'm remembering this right. And if anybody is from that area and is like, Joe DiNardo did not hand out money, but I'm almost positive it was either 50 cents or a dollar. And he also had, they had like a song, like a jingle for him for whatever channel he was on. And the thing was like, his thing was Joe Said It Would. So it would be like, how did it go? It was like, there would be just shots of Pittsburghers, and they would be like, Joe said it would. I said, Joe said it would. Joe said it would. And like that. Wow. That was my weatherman, man.
Okay. I want to try and temper my excitement, but I have to say that's one of the best songs I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Yeah. Go on YouTube and look up Joe Said It Would. I'm sure it's there.
You sang a less produced version that Joe Said It Would was. I have to imagine there's more than one singer singing.
They're like just shots of people going, Joe said.
Now, you said that about Halloween. Go for it.
Julia, if you can find that song, insert it here.
Oh, right. Yeah, that would be great.
Perfect.
That would be great.
Now, did you guys have growing up like one house on your block that was the house, like the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Went all out? Or
yeah, they went all out. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
king size candy house.
Not necessarily candy. Like there was a house on our block where the guy like decorations and then like would dress up as Dracula in a coffin with a chainsaw that would open periodically. Like he didn't get everybody, but he timed it for like, he could definitely see, out of it. So like, there were definitely times where like, it felt like it was just like the last room of the haunted house was his house.
We're men of a certain age. Mm-hmm. I think we're all almost the exact same anybody. Age. thank you. I feel like when we were growing up as kids, or at least in my neck of the woods, everyone did the thing where they dressed as like a scarecrow and sat on a chair on their porch. And then as people would approach, they'd be like, and they'd pop
with a bowl
up.
Of candy. Like it was, like, a take one. Yeah, it was like a take one. Yeah.
And for some reason that became like the biggest thing for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also it was like, I mean, obviously times are way different, but like Halloween was like, you didn't start trick-or-treating until it was dark.
Right.
And it didn't matter what night of the week. October 31st was Halloween, and you trick-or-treated probably starting at like 6:37. That's when it got dark in Chicago, usually in October.
Yeah.
And like that was it. And then you stayed out until like you couldn't trick-or-treat anymore. Like, there was no curfew. There was no, like, hey, should we do it on Saturday because it's better for everybody? Although, honestly, they should. Halloween should just be changed to the final Friday of October every single year.
What was your instrument to hold candy? Or what did you use?
Pillowcase.
Yeah, pillowcase for me, too. Yeah, same for me.
Wouldn't break.
Because it holds so much candy. It's durable. And if someone came, if older kids came on bikes or something, to be like, get that kid. You could wind it up, like twist the top.
Use it as a weapon.
Like Full Metal Jacket style and be like, no.
And I had 50 cents in there, so I could make it hurt.
I might have had a dollar. You was going to have a dollar coin.
I might have had a dollar.
I might have had a second Joey, you know, who knows.
But anytime I see anybody walking around with a little orange bucket, I'm like, what are you even doing?
Yeah, you can't hold nothing.
Come on. That handle's going to snap.
I would do two orange buckets from Home Depot on a pole, like an old, like,
oh,
like
the
a
Home
donkey.
Depot orange
yeah,
buckets?
Like a donkey. Like yeah, like a donkey. Bucket? Yeah.
You know, speaking of the king size, I was just in a 7-Eleven a couple of weeks ago. And I saw, like, they have king size Reese's peanut butter cups, and it's four of them, which just seems like a lot.
Fit for a king.
When you're a kid, that's what we call a jackpot. That was the best.
Oh, the king size candy at trick-or-treating time was great, but it just does seem like we don't need to have that size.
So, Rob, do you, because they also have, I think they call them mega cups. And that's
well,
the
they got the
term.
Big, what's, no, it's called like a big, Reese's big, I think.
Okay. Oh! I thought you were talking like a
thicker.
Big gulp. Oh,
so
yes.
would you rather have two thickies than four reggies?
I do four regulars because I tell you what, like the double stuff Oreo was also a lot. I'd rather have a regular Oreo than a double
stuff
Oreo.
There's also a Reese's that is large and it's filled with Reese's pieces.
No, thank you. That just seems like
it's called the big cup. That's what it is. Reese's big cup. That's one large Reese's pieces filled with one large Reese's. Filled with Reese's pieces.
So
and peanut butter.
What was everyone's? So you get home, you dump out your pillowcase. Mm-hmm. Your sibling as well. And typically, what you do with your sibling? I assume this is correct. If I'm wrong, please pick up. You compartmentalize all your candy. You go taffies over here. You do gummies over here. Right. You do mini chocolates over here, etc.
Popcorn ball in the garbage.
Ball immediately in the garbage.
Unfortunately, my neighbor who gave Oreos wrapped in tinfoil also right in the garbage.
Those are laced. And then you probably trade with your sibling and you say, I'll give you blank for blank.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are we trading for? For me, I would say, I think I was an odd duck in a little bit of a way where I love Payday, which I think most kids don't like Paydays.
I'd give that up in a heartbeat.
Delicious.
It was a Three Musketeer. I loved the Three Musketeer back in the day.
Very good.
But there wasn't like, I feel like I remember it was mainly just chocolate back then. I don't think they were doing the individual, like Swedish Fish individual Sour Patch Kids yet.
I remember getting my gold standard was the little boxes of Nerds.
Those are great.
Those
absolutely
are tasty.
Those are
tasty.
Great. And there were little packages of Runts. I remember getting Runts because I would trade those away because I didn't like the. I did like Nerds, but I would go after. And I think for as a kid, it was Nestle Crunch or Kit Kat were the ones that I really liked.
Solid,
but
Kit Kat were good. Kit Kat was very good. I mean, I'm trying to, and obviously the worst ones were. That black and orange nondescript candy.
Black
it was
and
just
orange.
Like a piece of. It was. You have to remember these. It was just like a piece of candy.
It was
like butterscotch, maybe, and it was just
and they're wrapped,
wrapped
on either end.
In a
those are the worst.
Orange or black, no descriptors on.
They're like
no
peanut butter. They're like hard peanut butter. Thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they were because I never ate it. And also candy corn, I think, is disgusting.
Candy corn, the first couple of bites, I'm like, I think I like candy corn.
Same.
And then after two bites, it's the same thing with Cadbury eggs. Every Easter, I'm like, I think I like Cadbury eggs. And I take one bite, and as the cream like oozes down my throat, and it's just like the biggest sugar high I've ever had in my life, I go, oh, I hate these. These are bad. I hate these.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Cloyingly sweet. What's the best Halloween costume?
Man, did I ever wore?
I had some good ones. I mean, I went as Slimer one year.
Oh, that's good.
I went as a Ghostbuster, and then I went as Slimer. I went as a caveman one year.
Then Slimer, Brett. How open-minded of you to see both sides of the struggle.
Oh, big time, big time. I feel like the best costume was one that was good, but it was also the easiest one. And I don't remember, like, I feel like one year my neighbor went as, like, he just went as, like, a bag of leaves from, like, a trash bag, and all he had to do was, like, put a trash bag over him. He like ripped it so it went over his like belly and then, you know, tied it and then just filled it with leaves. And he was like, done. He's like, I'm a bag of trash. I'm like, that's not bad. It's pretty original, pretty good, but also like no prep time whatsoever.
And Brett, can I ask, how quickly was he hit and killed by a car?
he actually was picked 10 seconds, up by a truck. 15 seconds? He was picked up by a truck and he was crushed to death. He was crushed and then burned to death. So you know what? It was a good Halloween. It was pretty spooky.
I have a best and a worst costume. My best costume, and I brought this TV show up before on the podcast, but I was Alf, and I got like an Alf
great
mask.
Costume.
My grandmother was really, it was a really good seamstress, and she went to like Joann Fabric or one of those stores and got like this furry material and made a suit. So cool. I had the mask was store-bought, and then the suit was like custom, like just so I had like a big furry body and the Alf mask, and that was my best costume. I loved it.
That rules.
Worst costume. I was here in Chicago. I don't know if you guys ever went to. There was this big loft on Lincoln Avenue that had a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
So I grew out of Halloween early and was done with it. But you had to kind of dress up to go to this. And I wanted to go to the party because it was really fun. It was a really cool, huge loft. And so I went to the Brown Elephant, which is like a resale store. And I was like, I don't know. I'll try to just find something. I don't care. And there were these jeans that just had these red plastic flowers stitched all over them. They were covered in red flowers. And I was like, great. They were my size. I got the jeans and I got like a red Hawaiian shirt. And that was my costume. And it meant nothing. And I went there. People were like, what are you? I was like, I don't know. I'm not wearing regular clothes. Can you just leave me alone?
I bet you if we'd have held on to those jeans, we'd have found out they were like Gucci jeans and they'd be worth forever.
Oh, they
right
were
now.
Absolutely not Gucci jeans. No. Somebody stitched all those on.
Same thing. I don't really do Halloween anymore. I'm sure I'll get back into it now that I have kids for like, you know, couples costumes or family costumes, but I never did any costumes that required a mask. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't like this tightness of like the mask on you, like sure. Small breathing hole stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like the people who can wear a mask all night. That doesn't sound fun to me. It seems like it's very hot.
I think when you're a kid, you power through, but you get to a certain age and you realize it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know? Adel, what about you? What's your best costume?
I'll do best and worst. Worst first, which was a mask, which is the, I must have been in like fourth grade. I did the Terminator. So it was a metallic mask. And then you put like putty down the middle to like blend the mask with your skin and then do makeup touches and all that stuff. And it was the worst because there was somebody else in my town who had the exact same costume. And so every house I went to with my mom, they would be like, my mom would be off to the side and I'd ring the doorbell and they'd go, you were just here.
Oh no.
And my mom would be like, no, he wasn't. And they're like, I just gave you candy. And my mom's like, please, this is, so I was tailing, I was in the draft of some other
I would have found
kids.
That kid and like, I would have ran past him and been like, I gotta get ahead of this
you
guy.
You should have been like, that was Terminator. I'm Terminator 2.
Yeah. I'm T-1000.
You dumb bitch.
You stupid.
But it was awful. As a kid, it was, I'm sure I cried. And then my favorite was my mom had got me this little goblin puppet with like the funniest, weirdest little goblin face. And I held it in my right hand and then I wrapped my arm in a blanket and I had a fake arm cradling underneath my real arm holding the puppet. It was cool to look like I had both hands in use, but my hand was the puppet in the blanket. And then people would be like, what are you supposed to be? Because all I was doing was cradling a blanket. Right. And I'd go, I didn't dress up this year, but I brought my baby. And they'd be like, and I go, want to see my baby? And they'd say, yeah. And I'd turn it to where my hand puppet would like scream. And people got a kick out of that. Like people were like, that's very good. So I think just going the route of like, this is weird and dumb, like your flower jeans, Rob.
Yeah.
Early Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't sell mine as hard.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite.
Well, I'm going to trick or treat on over to my word because I'm at the door and I'd like to open it. And ding dong, trick or treat, your word is fantasy.
Ooh.
And I say that because we are approaching everyone's favorite time of year, which is fantasy football season time. At least myself, I enjoy it. I know Rob does it as well.
Yeah,
I don't think you've ever been a fantasy sports fan. I feel like you've maybe had a team in the past, but you're not really someone who seeks
me
it out.
Or Rob?
You.
Correct. Yeah. I'm a casual sports observer.
You do a fantasy podcast. You do another podcast that is fantasy. Yes. But drafts, this is always a good time I like to plug that I've tapered off regular fantasy football. I do maybe one league. I think there was a time where maybe I was like four or five leagues.
Jesus.
But this is always a great time to plug my favorite fantasy sport, which Rob was in a long time ago, but still going strong without him. And then that is All Sports Fantasy, which is a fantasy league created by friend of the show, Rush Howell. That is a year-long fantasy league that is every single major sport and college sport and individual sport. And it is a great time.
And if it sounds like a lot, it is, which is why I lasted 1 year. And I was not asked back.
Like 3 days into the draft, you're like, who's my number 12
going
paintball
into the draft?
Pick?
They were like, pick a golfer. And I was like, I don't. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, Rob
I was
famously, and it's still talked about, Rob also showed up to the fantasy draft with a piece of paper and no computer and I believe just your phone.
I did not know what I was getting into. And when I saw the amount of preparation that everybody else did, I knew I was in trouble, and I was right.
But yeah, it is great. If anyone wants to know more about it, I'm happy to tell you about it. Just in email. I'm not going to say it now, but it is an entire year fantasy season. We just had our draft last week when I was in Chicago.
That's great. Yeah, if you have a extra 85 disposable hours a week, go ahead and sign up for that. And that sounds
see if you can make it more than a year. That's I set the bar low for everybody.
You know, I'll say: fantasy makes me think of, I can't remember if it was like USA or something, but there would be after a certain time, where it would be like USA up all night or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah,
it was.
There would be
was.
Commercials that were like, pick up the phone.
Oh, the 900 numbers?
900 numbers.
Yeah. Where it was like, pick up
girls
the phone.
Girls are waiting to talk
I'm
to
all
you.
Alone. Yeah. But I remember being like, what is this? And like, who is this for? And I think they were like $7.99 a minute. Something insane.
They were expensive.
It was very expensive. Yeah. I never called, but I always remember the bottom was being like $9 a minute. And it's like.
Yes. Yeah.
They had like 800 numbers that you could call for free that would give you like previews. So I did that as a kid out of curiosity because that didn't cost money. Because I saw that and I was like, well, I got to check this out. But yeah, I never, a 900 number. I mean, and also, what do you even say on the phone? I don't know. Obviously, it was a different world back then where the internet wasn't there. And I guess maybe if you're lonely at night and you call up and you're talking
they
to somebody.
Whoever started it made probably so much money. And I hope when the internet came around, they saw the writing on the wall and like got out quick and they weren't like, no, phones are going to be around forever. Like hopefully they figured it out.
They'd always be like, call now and make your like wildest fantasy come true. And I'd be like, my wildest fantasy? So you'd let me be Yoshi in Mario Kart? I mean,
on a full track where everyone also is in costume and we do get to throw stuff at each other? Like... Which they do have, I do believe you could do that in Japan now.
I don't even know what I would say. How do they answer the phone? Like, hello? They have to say something else, right? Like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Like, I'm
okay.
Sitting at home.
We got to go around the horn, and we each got to be one of these people working at the phone line.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Wait, we're all so the call.
Wait,
I'm,
is this
you
would
calling
we say
me?
This is another Imagination Nation? Is this
Rob? I'm glad perhaps? You said something. This is. Another return to Imagination Nation.
So
nation,
am I?
Nation,
I'm
nation,
calling.
No, you oh, are. You're the operator.
The Echo won't stop. Nation.
Okay.
So let's. So okay. So Brett or Rob, you call first. I'll be the person working.
Okay. All right. I'm picking up the phone. And
no, I didn't boop, call you, boop. Brett.
No, I know. I'm calling you. Boop boop. Boop boop.
Hello. Hi there, big boy.
How do you know my size already? I just called.
I like that you laugh at me. What's your name?
Rob.
What?
My name's Melody, Rob. Are you Rob White, who lives at 1412 Pittsburgh
Avenue? Hang up.
I got a nice sloppy ass. Oh, come on.
No. Click. Is it going to be asshole or asparagus? I don't know.
We'll never know. We'll never know. Use your imagination. Okay, I'm going to call Rob.
Please.
Okay, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep. And it's ringing.
Oh, no.
Oh, are you hurt? Already. Oh, no. I called. Is this?
It's my elbow.
Oh,
but
ma'am?
I'll power through. Oh, it hurts.
Oh, my God. Is this 477-900 horny? I'm so sorry to ask.
I'm so horny and in so much pain.
Oh, did you like, is it like your funny bone? Like you knocked it against the edge of the table?
I have one of those rolly chairs and I was spinning around waiting for a call and I fell off right onto my elbow.
Oh.
But I'm so wet.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad. Should I stay on the line with you until help comes? Or, that's going to cost me $8 a minute.
I'm not allowed to hang up, so you have to stay on the line.
Oh, that seems weird. Well, what do you, let me keep you calm until, did you call an ambulance or something?
No.
Okay.
No.
And you're still wet?
Oh, yeah, very.
Good.
I had iced tea that I knocked over on the way down.
Ooh, slow down. Say iced tea slower.
Oh, there she is. She's dead. Oh, she left the phone on the ground.
Who's
hello,
that?
Who is
hello?
This?
This is Rob.
The woman you talked to has died.
Oh.
Turns out she wasn't wet. She was bleeding internally.
Oh, no. Do I need to talk to anyone? Or
you
am
can
I
talk
witness?
To me. My dick's what? Pretty hard.
Oh. Oh, good. Good. That's very good.
Click, click. Imagination Nation's over.
Now- And I also over. Don't like that my name has been thrown around a lot. I'm really getting
it. Also, it wasn't also just the perverted ones. It was also like, call this 900 number for like, I'll tell you that Notre Dame is going to cover the spread.
Oh, the
it was
sports
like,
betting. It was those still exist.
Sports
like,
betting,
those gambling
it does.
Lines. Yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Still
but there
exist.
Was, I feel like there was a lot of stuff. I feel like there
or
was
like, there's learn Ms. how to make Cleo. Money in real estate, call this yeah. number. Fortune well, tellers guy, were huge. Yep.
There was a guy who like ran around DC in like the money suit and was like buying my tips.
Yep.
Holy local, I forgot about that guy.
Or local legend Peter Francis Dracy, and he'd call for his
the
bankruptcy
lawyer?
Info tapes. Yes.
Yeah.
Peter
yeah, yeah.
Frampton Dracy?
Pretty Peter Peter Francis Dracy. Who I've met a couple times because he was a season ticket holder to the Chicago Symphony.
Well, well, well.
And sometimes he'd forget his tickets and I'd print them for him.
You don't see much advertising for that on TV anymore. I mean, it's all online now, I'm sure.
All,
yeah, well, yeah. I also, to be fair, I think with so many cable companies and everything streaming now, like, I don't see local commercials basically ever, unless I'm watching, like, a local sport, like local sports.
But if you do watch TV during the day, like, it's the commercials have, like, grown up with a certain generation because it's all targeted toward elderly. Reverse mortgages. Like
drugs.
Medical alert things, prescription drugs, you know, all of those things are really dominant.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely selling to who they think is still on regular cable.
Reverse mortgages. So they pay me to own a house?
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Reverse mortgages. No, it's like you own your house outright. Take a reverse mortgage out. You get a big lump sum of money. Then when you die, they just get your house.
Oh.
So you don't sell your house. Well, if you don't want to like leave it to somebody or have
if you got
or
no
something
one
to
leave
like pass
it to,
on, you could just cash out and be like, hey, just give me 300 grand and then this is my
then
money.
Then you're just worried like someone's taking
house
you
when
out
I die.
Every day.
Hmm.
Which is
and you're sitting in your house like a little red light comes in through the blinds and it gets on your forehead. And you're like, oh, fuck, they're trying to take me out from
the
my
mortgage
house.
Snipers.
The mortgage snipers.
Rob.
Yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and shoot on over to your word.
I think we will, right after this break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, and we are back. And my word today is, and I know we talked a little bit about some television stuff already, but this word can go in many directions. My word is channel. Channel. Mm. So, of course, you could think TV shows. Channel is a river, something to do with a body of water. Mm-hmm. You could channel energy. You could channel spirits.
Okay, so this reminds me right away, and it's a question. Growing up in your house, some people called it the remote. Some people called it the channel changer. But we always called it the clicker.
Ooh, never said clicker.
You never said clicker?
Never said clicker. That's from always called us. It the remote.
No. Yeah, we were always a clicker family.
I mean, imagine how much less successful that MTV show would have been if it was called Clicker instead of Remote Control.
This is like a middle zip. This is the middle zip situation.
This is a middle zip situation. Yeah, you're less than 1%.
But I did know people that called it like the channel changer, which I think is insane to call, which I know that's what it did.
It's pretty literal. Yeah.
But it's wild that, like, does anyone know where the channel changer is? Like, I've definitely heard people say that before.
I mean, I remember my first remote was one that just had channel up, channel down, volume up, volume down, power.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even enter the channel you wanted. You had to click through everything.
Oh, I think my very first remote was like it was like thick buttons because there was only a handful of stations.
Oh,
Brett, we're done with the call line stuff. Stop saying thick buttons.
Press my thick buttons.
Come on. I thought you died.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. It's a robot sex channel.
Something I hate is that back in
the day, English channel.
People swim the English channel.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore because these fucking sharks are everywhere. Something I hated growing up with remotes is, because I just never understood it and it frustrated me, was anytime the remote would stop working, my mom would be like, or my dad would be like, swap the batteries. And I'm like, swap them out. And they're like, no, take one and flip it to the other end. And you would do that, and it would work. And I'm like,
a little juice.
That doesn't make
juice.
Sense.
I don't understand how it
battery upside down and swap places. That shouldn't work.
Because for some reason, in my mind, I feel like maybe one battery is more dominant than the other battery.
Oh, there's
inside.
An alpha battery and a beta battery?
I don't know if like they're
sit
both-
here and watch me power this remote.
Duracell C for cuck.
Yeah, right.
I'm operating the remote control car now.
Yeah. Babe, I think I'm going to come. No. Flip my dick backwards.
Come on. What are we? I thought we were done with the sex line stuff.
Well, it's once you get it going, you know, you got to keep calling.
Flip my dick around.
Rob is fanning himself right now, too. He's so hot in his little closet. It makes sense to me. I do that sometimes still, and it's 2023. You know, even though we're not supposed to date the show, but like sometimes it definitely will get the job done.
I wonder what that is. I wonder what if you know the science behind that, email us at TW.
I'm going with my theory, which is one battery is more dominantly powering something than the other. The other one's just there.
I mean, that's probably,
I think what happens is you confuse the batteries because everything is alive to some degree. So I think what happens is the battery feels itself being taken out and then being placed somewhere else. And they're like, oh, this is. I remember this. And so you confuse them to where they think they're brand new.
Yeah.
And so
they're flatlining and then you bring them back to life.
Exactly. Speaking of flatlining and bringing back to life, channeling makes me think of, I think, was his name John Edwards, the guy who.
Crossing over?
Yes.
Or ran for Senate. Or ran for
the
president.
No, the politician.
Oh, okay.
But it was a guy who had a TV show.
Terrible guy.
Yeah.
So he had a TV show where he would just basically take advantage of sad people.
Yeah.
And so it'd be, for anyone who's too young to remember this, it would be maybe 100 people in a room, and this guy, John Edwards, would be like, okay. And he kind of put his hands to his temple, and he'd be like, I'm feeling the letter M and the letter R. Is there someone over here? And he'd point to like 50 people and go, in this half of the room, these 50, is there like an M and an R? And someone would be like, I had a mom who lived in Rhode Island. And he'd be like, yes, that's it.
My dad was a mister.
Yeah. and then he'd be like, yes, I think it was that.
I used to call in a Pittsburgh radio show and request Mr. Big.
Oh, that's it. I'm the one who wants to be with you. But he would keep going down that road.
Yeah, he was such a fraud.
The person would start to divulge stuff. The person would be like, oh, yeah, we lost her 30 years ago. And he'd be like, yes, she died young. And it's like, well, they just told you that.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of just scam artists and really
just
awful just
stuff.
Taking
it
advantage
would always
of people.
Be like she wanted to apologize for something,
right?
Yes. And
or it's
like,
not your fault, or you were worried that she was upset with you about something. She's not, or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling okay over here. Me? Yes. Someone wants to tell you they're sorry they died on the line. Does that mean anything to you? Died on the line. Oh,
dude,
no.
He started doing that, and then there was a bunch of like copycats of it, and I believe someone did one on Animal Planet where they did it for people's animals who died.
Okay, that I'm kind of into. That sounds fun.
That'd be pretty fun.
That's a laugh.
Did anyone have did anyone feed their animal crackers? Did anyone ever Did anyone ever give someone a cracker for being a good person?
Yeah, I had a parrot.
Okay. He wants you to know that he hates you.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I kept him in the cage.
Oh, well, there you go.
Did you guys
just
have
a lot of pirates being like, yar?
Yar? Yar? I'm getting a, is it an R over here?
Yar.
Yar.
Did you guys ever have Channel 1 in your school?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what Channel 1 is?
That was Anderson Cooper, right?
Anderson Cooper was on it. It was like a 15-minute news show for like high schools and middle schools where they would like play it in homeroom.
Oh, no.
So you would get like caught up. It had like Anderson Cooper, Raleigh Valverde, Tabitha. She went on to MTV. Yes.
Tabitha Soren.
She was also on Channel 1.
I know who that is, but we did not have. No, because we never did. We never had any like TV whatsoever in our school.
Oh, yeah.
School. I mean, we had a huge school, but like, yeah, we didn't. We never had like something we would watch in the morning or whatever.
It was always really weird to me to see Anderson Cooper on CNN because I just think Channel 1, man.
Yeah.
We're just it was high schoolers.
It was actually pretty cool.
I actually liked it. Yeah, I liked
it. Yeah. One, it's eating into school time, which rules.
Yep.
Sure.
And,
sure.
And then two, it was entertaining and knowledgeable.
Do you guys remember
informative.
That? Originally, a long time ago, when you'd have like your cable box when you were first growing up, it'd be like it always had to be on like channel 3 or channel 4 in order for it to like come through.
Oh, to find, yeah, yes.
And if like it ever broke, it'd be like, hurry up, go to channel 3. You had to find this mystical feed that came through on this weird station. And I don't know why.
What's your favorite channel? What's your favorite channel ever? Even when you were a kid or like, or adult, or if is there like a favorite channel? Because I have one easy.
I'm going to say probably the one that always used to get me is AMC.
Mm. Nice.
Because Shawshank would always be on like Jaws or whatever. And like some, all of my favorite movies would always be on there. So I'd find myself just like stopping at that channel all the time. I mean, I love ESPN, but like that's whatever. But like,
I feel like There's channels I want to say to sound cool and fun and hip.
Yeah,
I'm being honest, it's Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon dominated my youth.
Yeah,
Wild and Crazy Kids, Nick Arcade. That when they used to do the SNCC stuff of like you'd see somebody trick or treating and they'd be like door number 3, and then like the Aro monsters would open the door and you'd win cash in money and prizes. And then Nick at Night when they would play Dick Van Dyke Show. I mean that was such a huge part of my childhood.
That was
my childhood and early adulthood.
Yeah.
My father loved Encore Westerns, and I know that because when I went to work on the cruise ship, I gave him my plasma TV, and when I got it back, Encore Westerns was burnt into the screen because he used to just play. He put it in his room to watch Westerns before he went to bed, and then he would just leave it on all night. And I got the TV back, and like I'd watch something, and it'd just be a huge thing in the corner that would just say Encore Westerns that was just burnt into the TV.
Hello and yeehaw, giddy up! You want to giddy up on me? Saddle up and ride, yeehaw!
My name's Sarsaparilla.
Mine was HBO. It just was. Yeah. I loved it forever. And that speaking of, like for movies, the same. Like I've seen so many movies. This is like HBO when I was a kid and all throughout life. Like I would just watch whatever was on.
Mm-hmm.
And
this was back when I was like, it had the whole intro with Arliss was on.
Arliss. I mean, I watched Dream On. Did you ever watch Dream On?
David Duchovny? No.
Dream On was like the first, like
it was their first,
like they
it was their first show. And they did.
And they showed nudity.
Yeah. It was like a guy who was raised on TV. He was like a little kid. And like the intro was just like him watching TV and growing up just always in front of the TV. And he was a single dad and he would have like date different women, deal with that. And it would splice it with clips from really old TV shows as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Because like that was his whole life.
But they showed
TV.
Boobs on it. So it was like
Muppet
you gotta
Babies.
You got to watch that.
They showed boobs like Muppet Babies.
Also like Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you've reached 1-800 Muppet.
I knew it. I knew it was coming. I knew it was happening.
Would you like me to your schmurd burger?
Oh, wow. Swedish chef.
Swedish chef. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my burger. Wowie zowie. Yeah, HBO was, I remember watching, my parents would watch the Gary Shandling Show.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember as a kid.
Was that on HBO?
Yeah, it was.
It must have been.
Larry Sanders was.
Mm,
but
maybe it
Gary Shandling might have been network.
You're right. I think you're
right. That's the other way around. Yes.
But I remember being blown away of like, he would be talking to someone and there'd be a scene happening.
Yeah.
And then he'd turn to the camera and be like, I don't know what's going on. You know, like, what am I doing? I should. And I remember as a kid being like, actor on TV, look at me. Like, yeah. What is happening?
I love that show. Yeah. I love that show. It was so great. Good. Gary Shandling's great.
Yes. Yeah. Larry Sanders Show is, I'd say, a top 10 TV show of all
time.
Oh,
it's so good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Now, I know it's not channel, but I also look at it, and when I see the word in my head, I think of Chanel, number 5. Mm. I think of like the French way to say channel or Chanel. And
but
I was
people
recently,
in France call it cliqueur.
You want me to stroke your clicker?
Yeah.
And I was in the mall recently because a lot of times when the weather's shitty or too hot, we'll just go to the mall. Just me and the baby, mm-hmm. just because we can walk around and kill time and they have like some stuff going on. Of just, man, it's still a racket for like perfume and like women's perfume and stuff like that. It's still just like has a central hold on like Macy's and stuff like that. Just that area. And it feels like that's something, it hasn't changed. I feel like I remember that the same way.
I think
less
it has
like
changed.
People spraying it in your face, but like, right. It seems the way it's configured, the way it looks exactly the same as like when I used to walk around the mall in like the 90s or when my mom worked at the mall in the 80s.
That was the people spraying are gone. That was something. You would walk through that section and it would just reek. And I remember trying to buy, I haven't worn cologne in a long time, but I remember like in high school, I wanted to have cologne because I thought that would do something for me. It didn't. Mm-hmm. But I remember going and trying to buy something, and they would spray it on the cart. I would smell it. And by the third one, I was like, I can't smell anymore. I don't even know. Yeah. So one bottle of cool water, please.
Oh, your nasal palate is blown out. Drake, I'll take the Drake Hors Noir, please. Yeah. I remember being, must have been 13 or something. My family and I were very much into the Bulls during their run, their championship runs. But Michael Jordan came out with a cologne, and I was my parents were like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, only thing I want is Michael Jordan cologne. That's all I want.
Absolutely. And I remember also had it.
Yeah. I remember being like, oh, I'll absolutely get it. And then I remember my mom being, because I grew up fairly poor, my mom being like, this is $70 or whatever it was. And me being like, cologne is $70? It's like my only comparison is when I became an adult 5 years ago. And was like, oh, I need a rug for my place.
Yeah.
And being like, what's a rug? $45? And then looking up rugs and being like, I'm ruined. Like,
I'll never recover from this financially. Now, Adel, I do believe I remember you being a curve. You were curve.
Yes, I still have some curve.
Because I used to take it out of your room sometimes if I was going to a show.
And I needed
a little cologne. I didn't have any. I always knew that Adel would have some curve.
Sending you a Venmo request for 40 spritzes of curve, and they won't let me request that for some reason. There should be a Venmo for non-monetary reciprocity.
Exactly. It'll do the calculation for you.
I've had curve for a while, but I bought a bottle maybe 5 years ago, and it's half full. I barely ever, and obviously the pandemic played a part in that.
Yeah,
this episode, this could have been any time.
I did buy a bottle of something recently, and I believe it's Dolce & Gabbana, I believe. It was still like fucking like $70. And of course, she's like, well, I don't have the small one. And I was like, well, how much is the next one up? She's like, $75. I was like, I'll take it. Unbelievable. I felt like it really made her day, though, because it didn't seem like she'd made a sale in a long time.
Aw. You did good.
Do you wear cologne like when you go out to dinner, or where do you wear it? Like,
yeah, just about it. Know. Yeah, just about it. If I'm going out,
for neck and wrists, probably.
Yeah, well, yeah, you should. I don't do the like spray and walk through it. That's just wasteful.
That's what I do.
I hit the arms, rub it together. Maybe one spray on the neck or what like that. Like I said, maybe once a week if I'm going out to dinner or like you know whatever. I'm not doing it like to leave for the day with my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there was a time when people had their scents. You know,
like I used to always wear
like her. She wore Estee Lauder Beautiful. Like that was her fragrance. She would get a new bottle for Christmas every year. That was just what she did. Like people just had their like.
I wore that Aqua de Jour for
Aqua de Jour.
Aqua de Jour.
Aqua de Jour of the day, but Aqua de Jour.
I'll have the what's the Aqua de Jour?
And then
it's water. It's water. Yeah.
And then in high school, I for sure wore whatever that Amber Crown Woods.
Yeah.
I think that was the very popular Amber, even though I never shopped at Abercrombie & Fitch. I was told, like, you got to get the woods or whatever year that was. Early 90s, maybe mid 90s.
I did have Curve. And the only one we haven't mentioned is I had Versace blue jeans, was like another one that was going around at that time.
Well, we knew you bought those for Halloween.
No, that was a fragrance.
Versace blue jeans?
Yeah, it was a cologne.
Remember the bod? Like it used
I want your bod.
I want your bod.
Yeah, hot bod.
They were just a little too early, because if they caught on right when they could have been Axe, but they were just a little too
they
early.
They could have been Axe.
They could have been Axe.
They might have been Axe. They might, and literally I could be the exact same bod. Thing.
That was
oh man, it brings back quite the memory.
And that's like another 900 number. I want your bod.
Got the Army Hammer fantasy line.
I want your bod.
I want your bod.
Well, speaking of wanting someone's bod, we want your podcast emails to TWAPod, not TW. If you want to email TWAPod and see what happens, let us know. But email us at TWAPod@gmail.com. Also, please rate and review us wherever you listen to this podcast currently. And if you enjoy the show, recommend it to a friend, a family member, a coworker, anyone and everyone who might enjoy this. Brett, why don't you go ahead and, as a sexy, sexy phone operator, let us know about our words today.
Don't turn that channel. We'll be right back with Nick at Night. Hey, are you wanting to live out every single fantasy you've ever had? Do you want to go from door to my door?
This just turned into bad poetry.
Wait. Did you forget the word?
Yeah, I forgot Anna's word.
Oh, Brett. Oh, no. Well, it was Lex's word. And I'll give you, Rob and I will give you a clue. Oh, good day, Dale, sir. Please.
Okay, I got it.
Welcome.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go?
Hold
okay.
on, Brett. Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Brett, hold on. Brett, please. Brett, we will let you know when the scene is done. curtain up. Oh, hello there, sir. Sorry, my suspenders got in the way. I wanted to see if you had a glass of lemonade.
Oh, I would give it to you, mister, but I'm on my way. Me and my ragtag buddies are about to play a little set.
Of course. He has a ragtag bunch of miscreants and misfits.
Well, hello, boys. I'm just heading down to the park to give away keys to the city.
Who's the mayor?
Mr. Mayor, you're no longer a burger. What happened? Did the witch undo the curse? You're no longer a burger?
No, yeah. I called the phone number and had sex in the gazebo last night. It was pretty good.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, I have an electric guitar. We are a ragtag.
It's on me. Should have wrote it down. I fucked up. It's okay. It worked out better this time.
Hey, there's always next week.
There's always next week. But yeah, you fucked up. Bye.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.